Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. We begin a new road trip here in North Little Rock against the Arkansas Travelers. I'm joined by Drew Jones ahead of this series opener. And Drew, I guess I just want to open by kind of asking the elephant in the room question about the trade of Daniel Egan and Sandro Santana yesterday. Obviously, you've been here since opening day. I think you have as good a pulse on this clubhouse as anybody. And it's the business of baseball, right? People get traded. That's just how it is. But I just wanted to hear the clubhouse reaction to the trade through your eyes as it happened as we were traveling here yesterday.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's sad for us because we're losing one of our teammates, and it's been really good for us all season. And obviously, like, he's been a great friend to everybody on the team, and especially all the pitchers are going to miss him a lot too. But, you know, it's a business at the end of the day, and we're excited for him. We're excited for him to get a new opportunity. Obviously, had the chance maybe to face him in the postseason this year, which would be interesting. But yeah, we're excited for him. Obviously, a little sad that we're missing a brother, but yeah, you know, it's a business, so we're just trying to keep making it through and just keep pushing.
No doubt. I want to ask you about your Sunday. And first, let's just talk about the catch in the first inning, because we're used to these highlight reel catches from you now. I just want to kind of get inside your mind of, in a play like that, when you know that it's probably going to be a collision with the wall, how are you spatially kind of figuring out how you're going to get to this ball? Like, what's running through Drew Jones's mind in a moment like that?
Obviously, you know, just wanting to make a play and just trying to get out of the inning for Billy, obviously, right there. Obviously, he's giving up two back-to-back home runs and then kind of struggling with two outs and two runners getting on. So just trying to make a play for him and just secure the out. When it comes to plays against the wall, it's obviously just preparation. We're going out there before the game, knowing how far you need to be from the wall. And obviously, being at home, like, going out there every single day and working on it, it makes it a little bit easier. So yeah, just trying to make the play and obviously not being afraid of running into the wall.
Two walk-off hits to bookend that series last week with five wins for the team over San Antonio. Is there anything different about those moments when you come up, especially with ghost runners on base, approach-wise? Are you thinking about it any differently?
Obviously, yeah, when you're up there, you put a little bit more pressure on yourself to drive those runners in, because that's the situation that you want. You want to put yourself in the best situation to score a runner. So yeah, putting pressure on myself on Saturday kind of put me in a better spot on Sunday. I didn't just try to relax and just be in the moment and just go out there and just do what I would do if nobody was on base.
Got to go to Cooperstown to watch your dad go into the Hall of Fame a couple weekends ago now, and I know that that was just an amazing experience for you, but can you give us the highlights of what you enjoyed the very most about your trip to New York?
I mean, everything. Obviously, getting to see family that I don't get to see much from Curacao, that's part of it that was enjoyable. And then the golf tournament was a lot of fun, so that was exciting to be able to play with him and actually win the tournament. So that was a lot of fun.
I heard you shot 77. I knew you were a golfer. I didn't know you were that kind of golfer.
Yeah, I just had a good day. I hadn't played in a couple months and just went out there and was swinging it well, and that was the score at the end of the day. So
Drew Jones has life on easy mode. If he can pick up a golf club after 2 months off and just be like, yep, 77. Yeah. Come on, man. That's brutal.
Yeah, I've just been playing good golf recently, so I was just happy that I could do it there, you know.
The rest of us casuals stare at you with envy. I want to ask you about this week now. Jordan Lawler's here. I know he's one of your mentors in this organization, and a rare start in right field for you because he's going to be out there in center. I'm sure you're looking forward to sharing the outfield with him.
Yeah, of course. Got to do it a couple times during spring training, so I know what to expect. But yeah, I'm just glad to be here and be able to be on the same field of him during the season.
It's a right field start. Any difference in approach to you? Obviously, you're the everyday center fielder here.
No, it's a chill day for me. I'm just going to focus on offense and then just do what I do on defense.
What have you tried to take from Jordan's game? Because I think you two have pretty similar player profiles. Great, speedy center fielder, similar offensive profile. So what have you tried to take away from him?
I just try to go out there and perform. And obviously, our performance will line up, like you said. But yeah, just trying to go out there and perform. And, you know, he does everything well. So just trying to do the same.
5 weeks left in the regular season now, which is insane to say. The season ended today. The Saddies are in the postseason. So how do we stay there?
You know, we just keep working hard, keep playing clean baseball games. You know, losses are going to happen. We're going to have a couple days where our offense isn't going. But if we just continue to play clean baseball and everybody just stays together as a team, we're going to be pretty good.
Drew, thanks so much for the time.
Yeah, of course.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.